Now, there's a development this lunchtime in the ongoing row over whether camogie players should be free to wear shorts. The Camogie Association has called a special congress for later in the month when delegates will have a fresh opportunity to vote on the issue. However, it's unclear what will happen tomorrow when Cork and Waterford are due to meet in the Munster final. Both teams have said they'll be wearing shorts. We can get the latest from our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey. Marty, what's been happening over the past few hours?
Well, I would presume, Rachel, there's a lot of negotiations. Yesterday, when we announced in Morning Ireland that there was going to be a special congress, which has never happened before in the history of the Camogie Association, I think there was a positivity or a hopefulness that maybe the players would step back from their protests. But the Cork and Waterford players are insisting that they will wear shorts for the Munster Camogie final tomorrow in the rag. So that has obviously had an impact. This morning, the GPA asked the Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, for an immediate get involved and to have an immediate interim relaxation. Interim relaxation of the rules. Now, a short while ago, obviously the minister doesn't want to get involved in every association and their woes and their troubles. But this is what he said.
They've said that they're going to make a decision, which hopefully, look, will be positive in 2 weeks' time. I just hope that we can get to a situation where we don't have fields abandoned or we don't have people sent off in the interim. But ultimately, look, the rules of the Camogie Association are a matter for the Camogie Association. And I hope that in 2 weeks' time, when this issue is addressed, that it'll be addressed with a degree of finality and that young women and not so young women will have the choice to wear either a skirt or a short, whichever they want to do themselves.
That was Patrick O'Donovan, the Minister for Sport, speaking a short time ago. So what now, Marty?
Well, I think the headlights are heading towards the Munster Camogie Association. What do they do? The rumours were that they might actually postpone the game or reschedule the game so that it would be after the Special Congress on Thursday week. We're not that far away from that Special Congress. And if that Special Congress approves the motions, then they will be able to wear skirts or shorts from May 24th, right, in the championship. So we're very close to a solution. But tomorrow, the Munster Camogie Association, or today, they have to decide, do they enforce the rule? Which is basically, if Cork and Waterford turn up in the rag and they're insisting on wearing shorts, does the referee abandon the game? Particularly if they refuse to change into their shorts. I have to say, I think the Dublin Camogie Board have been the most pragmatic in all this. Mm-hmm. They have insisted that every player who wants to play camogie should play. And the referees have been instructed to take note of what the players were wearing, but to allow the game go ahead. And perhaps there, somewhere in that ether, is a pragmatic approach that could resolve it tomorrow.
More no doubt later in the day. Marty,
no doubt.
Marty, many thanks for that. It's the story that keeps on giving. Marty Morrissey, our Gaelic Games correspondent. We'll have more on the programme, actually including a little bit more Marty Morrissey after this break.